Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, and now time to talk Perry LeCompton. We're joined by the football coach. That is Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Coach, let's go to the game last week against Atchison, a very good team. Phoenix went at 42-0. Just a couple overall thoughts and takeaways from that game last week.
Yeah, they're a good team. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're athletic, and they do a lot of good things. And, you know, I was pleased with we came out. And, you know, offensively, our struggles continue. We got to figure out a way to put more drives together and see if we can do some things to take the pressure off the defense. But, you know, we're 20-0 into the third quarter, kind of hanging around, fighting a little bit, and doing it. Then kind of the roof fell in us in the fourth quarter. But, you know, I believe our guys are, you know, learning how to compete. And like I said, against a very good football team.
We've talked about the difficulties of the schedule week in and week out for your team this year. What's the first thing that comes to mind when I say you've lost to four teams this season that enter this week all 7-0?
You know, it is what it is. And like I said, we're not ever going to make an excuse or feel sorry for ourselves, what it is. I mean, that's the way the schedule rolled out, man. And we want to play good people. And, you know, we talk all the time with our guys. You know, do we want to be one of those good teams? And we want to be one of those teams that considered competing year in and out to make deep run in the playoffs. You know, this is the caliber of what you're seeing. This is the things we got to do. And, you know, we're working that direction and trying to get better. And, you know, we're going to come back to practice and continue to work hard. And I like our guys. They've stayed upbeat. They've stayed positive because it's been real easy at this point in time. And, you know, you're getting beat up a little bit and things aren't going the way you wanted it to. But we continue to fight, and I'm excited about our guys continuing to play hard the rest of the year.
What's the difference with your team now going into this final game of the regular season against Royal Valley compared to the start of the year? What's been kind of the biggest change or progression that you've seen?
I think we continue to get better. I mean, and we knew it was going to be a process offensively. You know, just two starters back on offense this year, and it takes time to get that together. And then we're making that transition where Tristan was playing the quarterback and then had some dings on his shoulder and throwing side to, you know, move to the running back and then move the sophomore Metcalf in there to play the quarterback. So we kind of evolved offensively to what things we can do and what we're capable of doing. You've been beat up a little bit up front and have had to mix and match a little bit on the offensive line, and that's always tough. You know, you like to have that consistency and that chemistry of those same five working together. Defensively, I think we continue to, you know, give ourselves chances. We keep doing things and getting some stops here and there. And like I said, offensively, we just got to continue to get better and see if we can take some of that pressure off.
Perry LeCompton getting ready for a final game here of the regular season at Royal Valley. Big district implications. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Perry LeCompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause off the loss last week to Atchison. They go to Royal Valley this week to close out the regular season. Coach, certainly some big district implications. Can get you up to the 3 seed in the district. A little bit more favorable of a playoff matchup potentially next week. But yeah, this is a Royal Valley team that's also played a difficult schedule. They got their second win of the year last week, beating Jefferson West 24-14. What do you see from this Royal Valley squad? What challenges do they present?
Well, I think they've continued to get better. I think their coaching staff does a nice job. They got their kids playing hard. And like you said, they've been through the battles too. And those things are only going to make you better if you let them. So we fully expect that, you know, they're going to come out of those things and have improved. And we feel like we've done the same thing. And they got two teams that are hungry to get a win. And like you said, try to better your spot going into the next week of play. I fully expect it to be a really good football game.
What's the strength? What do you see that's maybe most concerning from the Panthers?
Yeah, defensively, I mean, we got to make sure we're, again, assigned sound and what we're doing. They got a couple backs that are real explosive, had some big games. And, you know, if you miss a tackle or you're not assignment sound on something, they're going to get out the gate. They can hurt you with it. So we got to make sure from a defensive standpoint that we align correctly. We take care of responsibilities, what we're trying to do, and then tackle well. You get yourself in that position, you got to get guys on the ground and do a good job of what you're supposed to do defensively, rally to the ball, run to the ball, play hard. And offensively, we just got to continue to get better. See if we can put some drives together, get some first downs, take opportunity when we do get favorable field position to go do some things with it.
You won the matchup last season. Can you take much from that game in the preparation for this week?
Tough. I think they're doing a few things a little bit differently, and we're such a different group of who's playing now. You know, you look back and see what things you did well and see if there are some things to carry over, but this, I think, is totally kind of different this year of what they've evolved into, what they want to be offensively and what we're doing. but just ready to get going, ready to go play.
Perry LeCompton, football coach. That is Mike Paramore joining us, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. They go to Royal Valley this week, Big 7 till, also a big district matchup to wrap up the regular season. Chance for that 3 seed in 3A District number 4. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Hey, I appreciate the time, guys.